I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, beautiful man he is at Jimmy Carter. Time for the Jimmy Carter Report. And we get it. Thanks to Swertner Farm and Ranch and Crestview RV. Good morning, Mr. Carter.
Good morning. I see we're Wisconsin voters. It's not that big a deal, but they approved an amendment to the state constitution to strengthen a current law requiring photo ID at the polls.
I like 70%, and yet they went overwhelmingly, like 10 or 12 points maybe, for the liberal judge. When you know how much money was spent in that race?
Millions and millions.
Over $99 million. Elon himself responsible for about $29 million of it, and they said no, you ain't buying our election, and we're going to stay liberal on that court.
But yeah, that, but it was bought by other people as well. But that's okay if the Democrats buy it. But you know, Musk is the boogeyman, so
but
they ran against him. That got people motivated on the left side to vote against him. That's who it was, election on Musk
caused a record turnout. But to your point, those same voters very conservatively said, it was like 70%. You got to have an ID if you're going to vote.
So now the Florida votes, they came as expected. The Democrats had really put up a big front saying that it was going to be a close election on the district that was around Daytona, and it really wasn't 17 points. No, it wasn't 30 points, which the number that Trump won by, but it was 15 to 17, so that was still. So two Republicans are going to Congress to replace the two Republicans that were there. So again, it helps them bring some of the forces back up, but it's not that.
Yeah, that Republican that won, fine. The Republican that won, he only had 4 million, and the guy that Democrats ran against him, $25 million in loss. So there you go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was big money spent. They're just trying to, give something where they can get happy with it, but they not quite there. This Liberation Day, I know you've talked about that already. It makes people just kind of gloss over in their head. We got to wait and just see what happens. No sense in really talking about it. Until we see real world effects of it, it's not going to affect the common guy.
I now know why I've read so much about it and can't figure out what the deal is, because the details won't be released till President Trump does a 3 o'clock, going to lay it all out from the Rose Garden today. Nobody knows.
And things can change all the way up to that point. There's been negotiations all week. India may not end up getting anything.
Really?
Because they may have done a deal, and the European Union standing strong, they're liable to do something. We might actually have a trade war with them. We'll see, because I don't think they have anybody that's reasonable over there that would try to put it to an end. They're just going to stand up against Trump, so we'll see how that works out for them. And Canada, I'm not sure where they're going to end up on this, so we'll see. A lot of layoffs at federal government levels. The purge of the Health and Human Services began last week, and it's pretty considerable layoffs expected to reduce the HHS force by 10,000. And some people have gotten very specific about where the cuts are going within that agency. You know, the chief tobacco regulator, okay, its top veterinarian, medical officers in charge of new drug approvals. I don't know where they're going with all those. I mean, you need somebody, if you're going to approve drugs, to approve them. So I don't know if they're going to try to just put different people in those jobs or exactly what.
You know, like the FDA and all, I mean, we learned this. For vaccines, it's a bunch of volunteer, like, doctors and professors that are on a board. Somebody's got to head it up, I hear you saying.
Yeah, I mean, someone needs to be somewhere. So I don't know. All this stuff is to be seen. You know, we hear it, and, of course, you're going to hear the most negative possible things about it. I just don't think on their side they have been giving anything that, you know, the reasons why. I mean, what does the chief tobacco regulator do? And why is it there in the first place? What was the reason for putting him in? I just don't know if they've gone that deep.
He makes rules like
some of these jobs.
No more Virginia Slims.
Is that it?
Ooh, that was one zillimeter longer than I think we allowed.
You dip Hawking.
And he has to talk with a very strange accent, apparently.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Hooters. Well, they've gotten bankrupt.
Boy, you changed subjects quick.
Yeah, now we're talking.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a Hooter inspector or something up there at the FBI. I don't know. They have everything.
Where do you apply?
They probably do. Anyway, they paid $250,000 last year to settle a racial discrimination suit, and they've separately closed 40 restaurants last year, and went by one last night, and it seemed to be open. I don't see people, you know, crowded in. I haven't been to one of those in a long, long time. I remember I used to get a hamburger. There was maybe one other thing I got. There was a lot of fried food in there. But you went to see the used-to-be attractive women that wore T-shirts and shorts and athletic shoes, and they were, you know, very young.
And they flirt with you, and you know what? They don't like you at all.
Last time I went was with my son's Little League team. They won the game.
Kids like going there.
And they said, they decided.
I'm always surprised that the family, you know, that's what they want to go for, too, is the family things. So
the premier, what are called, restaurants. Isn't that something?
Yes, yes, yes. There's another one that got copied, and I don't remember the name of
Twin Peaks.
They had one in
Twin Peaks.
What is it?
Twin Peaks. And where's the ones that Doug Guller had here?
I don't remember that.
He had like five of them.
I think it was about skirts.
San Marcos, and he was on that. What was that show where you?
Mean Bosses?
You went in there, and they dressed you up, and you would go in like you were training, but you were the owner of the company. And poor old Doug got roasted. And they all went under. What was the name of that?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Whatever it was, someone will send you a text.
Yep, they will.
Sure. Airline stocks fell yesterday. Several carriers think the travel demand this summer is going to be not what they thought it was going to do. The NFL voted to change regular season overtime rules. Both teams now will get an offensive possession.
Bikinis.
I'm sorry, we both got it at the same time and interrupted you. Bikini Sports Bar and Grill.
Okay. Yep.
All right, NFL rules, which one? Overtime.
Yeah, something to do with offensive possession. Both will get offensive possession in overtime. They're going to adjust the kickoff thing again. That kickoff thing's terrible.
Yes, I don't like
doing.
It.
They're doing something with that. So
it's just how they line up, really. Yeah, that's what I read.
It's weird.
The big one, though, and Eric was first to tell me about it, that passed yesterday, they're going to use this Sony OpticEye thing called Sony Hawkeye that will do a virtual measurement of where the ball actually has to get to get the first down.
I've wondered that for years.
The new system is considered an efficient alternative
to the
chain gang. However, the chain gang will remain as a backup.
You don't want to cut
but they're
them
always
out.
Getting knocked over, and then it all.
I was like, why can't we have a chip in the football? Or the whole football is the chip, and you can see through that mesh of bodies.
There just hasn't been a reason. They hadn't wanted to fix it, I think.
This technology is integrated with the instant replay system, creating a virtual recreation of the measurements that can be seen in real time by the referees and everybody at home at the same time. You're going to know right away at home. No longer there. Well, now the yellow line only approximates. It will be real.
Good.
Good. Good. NBC says that Steve Kornacki is coming over to them, and he is leaving MSNBC as those two companies separate. MSNBC's going along their way, and NBC's going there. So they're not going to be able to use NBC people at MSNBC very soon.
Jimmy, I think Kornacki was the best thing NBC had, which still is being Tulsa at Magic Convention. MSNBC.
Yeah, he was. He rose his sleeve up. He had a nice little gig. They were using him on Football Night in America as well. Derby to give odds and all that stuff. So he, developed a little niche for himself, and that was good. That's what you need to do. Val Kilmer, he was great in Tombstone. I mean, that was... I loved him in Tombstone. He stole the movie. He was great. Doc Holliday, a daisy if you do. I mean, every one of his lines are almost recitable. He started out in a movie that I don't remember, but a lot of people do, from 1984, Top Secret. I don't remember that
one. A slapstick spoof on spy films. That's what I read.
I don't know.
I don't remember it either.
I didn't care. Top Gun 1 and 2. Yeah, he was the nemesis of Tom Cruise there among the Navy pilots in Top Gun 1. Cruise really made it where he could come back for Top Gun 2, even though he had suffered throat cancer, and they did whatever they did to get his voice. Batman, he was there. Tombstone, Batman, The Doors. I interviewed him. He was interesting. He was odd.
You talking about Val Kilmer or Jim Morrison?
No, both. Val Kilmer.
Were you interviewing Jim Morrison when Val Kilmer, because he threw himself into that? He got weird in that movie.
I liked it when they did the music. You know, it was a bunch of hippies at Venice Beach, you know, for the first part of it. And, it was the story. It's what it was. That's what they were. But Val Kilmer became Jim Morrison. That was just amazing what he did. Doc Holliday, I don't know where he pulled that one out of the hat from, but it was really good. And he was in the movie. I'll tell you another one that people don't talk about. He was good in it, but it was so many stars. I think he was just one of the gang in the movie called Heat with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro. And it was really good. De Niro was on the bad side, I think. But anyway, Kilmer is gone, 65, pneumonia. Back in a minute. After these messages.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Troy Seals has died, one of the best songwriters in Nashville ever. His song list is really kind of unbelievable. He wrote standards. A lot of these are standards. Troy Seals wrote 7 Spanish Angels. And then if that wasn't enough, he wrote Lost in the 50s Tonight, Ronnie Millsap, I've Got a Rock and Roll Heart, Eric Clapton, When We Make Love, Alabama, a really great song that was not a number one song. It was top 10, but it kind of went on to have a life of its own. Who's Going to Fill Their Shoes?
Oh, yeah.
From George Jones.
Hero too.
And then one of my favorite songs, which wasn't a big hit, but I loved it. And when I would go out on the road with Ronnie McDowell and Conway, I would be backstage and they'd get ready to play that song. I'd go out front every time I wanted to see Conway do it. Redneckin' Love Makin' Night.
It's a redneckin' love makin'
night. I love that song because it was Conway being kind of a 50s rocker, which is where he started in the first place. Troy Seals, part of a family that's very musical. He was akin to Dan Seals, who was England Dan, and John Ford Coley, and then he was Brady Seals of Little Texas. Quite a family, responsible for a lot of great music. Seen some people buck up on this one, friends of Taylor Sheridan that are out there. 1923. It's been kind of slow until this last weekend when it was.
Eric says they've gone all X-rated now.
If it's not X, it's an R. I mean, there's naked women on there, so I don't know if that gets you an X-rated or an R, but there's torture and just kind of other stuff. So some people are rebelling and they don't like it. He seemed to put in some of this gratuitous. I don't think it moves the story. We know that the Timothy Dalton character is a bad guy, and he's a weirdo. Now we know that, but I don't know that you needed to see as much. It's like a lot of these folks in Hollywood. He doesn't seem to have anybody that can say no to him, so he does what he wants. And I don't know if he's living out his fantasies or what it is, but it's just weird. It's strange. So, woman in stocks, like you see back in the
on a bed, Bob,
1700s.
She's got her hands in stocks. With another woman whipping her. All right, now show her pleasure. Now show her pain. Now she can't tell the difference in both of them.
Yeah.
Eric, you do that too convincingly.
Eric
became uncomfortable.
The part. He was going to act it out for us. But
you should have seen his face.
Oh, yeah.
He was like possessed.
Sorry.
Hey, on that subject of the restaurants, our friend Doug Guller, he was a good friend of the show. He was like the last guy you think would own a restaurant. He opened his first one in Austin. I looked it up in 2006. And then he got 14 more locations, almost all on the I-35 corridor. But a few were sprinkled out there. Like, he had one or two in Lubbock, or one in San Angelo, one in Lubbock. They're all gone now. And it reminded me of that expression that is guttural, but people use it a lot. When something dies or goes away, it goes breast up.
Yeah.
You know? So they're all breast up. Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that was a beach bar kind of thing to start out with, Hooters, because it started out in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area. And they had this blonde lady whose name I can't remember, but she got famous from being the cover girl for Hooters. And not everybody that worked there looked like her, that's for sure. And I don't know. I mean, it never was anything bad.
No.
You know, that went on in there. It wasn't a strip place or anything like that.
No, they weren't. No.
It was just women in
It's where you teach the Little League after the game.
Same thing at the gym. So.
They win. Only if they win, though.
Yeah. Like
Dolly Parton.
Go to the chicken ranch.
No, it's quite different.
Yeah. But that's if those legendary days, if the Aggies won, the coach, whoever it was after Tom Landry, he'd take them to the chicken ranch.
Wow.
Yeah. They won a lot of games back then.
They would win the more, yes. Dolly Parton now selling jeans. She's got a line of products as long as your arm. I mean, she's into everything. There was some story about things you didn't know about Reba McEntire. We know pretty much about Reba McEntire, but I didn't know that she turned down the song, Does Fort Worth Ever Cross Your Mind?
Really?
She turned it down. It wasn't for her. George Strait took it and went to number one. Instead, she cut a song and got number one with How Blue.
That's a good song.
It was good.
Rebirth.
And did I do this story about the bat in the toilet?
No.
Oh, man. I don't know, but I mean, if I go to a strange toilet, like in a National Park Service or, you know, National Wildlife, I don't want to, it makes me sick, but I will look in there. I'm not going to just go blindly.
Well, you got to look.
Sit down somewhere.
Yeah, you got to look.
And so generally, I don't. But this woman, Haley Witters, singer, she sat down on the toilet, and under it, hanging out on the inner rim, was a bat.
Oh, no.
And pest control people don't know how it got in there and everything, but it was a bat. And she ended up having to have 5 rabies shots.
Oh, no. Yeah, because bats carry rabies. Did the bat bite her, or they did it precautionary?
They did it. I think you can just get it from just being around them or something.
Catch them in the toilet seat, apparently.
Wow.
Now, this program is a weird program because we know all this junk about, you know, about Eric's health and all that he's gone through and everything. I think we've been pretty clear about Bob, you know, having things going on, medical procedures. We talk about our medical procedures, right?
Sure, why not?
If you're off the radio, right. Or you're doing a show from your bed, you know, we
all right,
just
well,
tell
I'm
why.
Going to do one here, and I'm going to do it because it's something that a lot of men don't want to deal with. And I took that thing, they send you a box.
Okay.
And you poop in a box, and you send it off to Kellogg's or something. I don't know where it goes. And they came back, and I came out positive with it.
Oh, no.
That's not good. So I wrote my doctor last night, and he wrote me back and said, you know, there are low chances this is really bad, but you do need to get a colonoscopy. So that's what I'm calling this morning, is to arrange for that. I've never had one at my age. I've kind of
had my first one last year.
Everything I read, that's what it's good for, is it's much more convenient than scheduling a colonoscopy and going through all the prep. It gives you a false positive, and this is off the top of my head. I've read on it a bunch, like 25 or 30% of the time. But the salvation of it is a guy like Jimmy Carter probably wasn't going to go schedule a colonoscopy, and that's when the precancerous polyps are way down the line. So good for you.
Yeah, so I've got to work on getting that done today, so that'll be a pain in the keister coming up here soon. But you got to do it, and men are the worst overall, they say, on a cancer that's extremely preventable. So,
well, they've moved the age that you ought to schedule it.
45 now.
40-something now.
Yeah.
I think it might even be 40. It was 50.
Yeah, I got my first one last year, Jimmy. The prep is the hardest part. Everyone tells you that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind doing that, but it's just I have trouble drinking a lot of water. I've always been dehydrated, so
they have a pill now.
Have them check your kidneys while you're in there.
Yeah, they have a pill now you can take if your doctor will prescribe it. You just take 3 pills and call me in the morning. Yeah. I don't know if his doctor will give it to him. Mine was a little bitty drink. It wasn't that you got to drink a gallon, because that's old school. Now they make it much easier. And yes, you drink it, and it cleans you out, and you lose a little bit of weight.
I don't care about that. I mean, going to the toilet doesn't bother me. It's just the prep part, trying to drink that water, give you a gallon jug. I don't drink a gallon of anything, so I just...
You don't have to drink that much.
Yeah, it's not
not
these days. It's not the gallon anymore.
Maybe they've gotten better at it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a matter of whatever it is, I got to do it.
Get her done. There you go. All men should get it, and women.
I'll keep you informed.
All right. That's a PSA.
All right, Jimmy Harsh with you. Let me tell you, I had some stomach issues when I was like 30, 31. And finally, old Bob Frockman, who's a premier gastroenterologist, he said, you know what, we're going to schedule for a colonoscopy. And back then, the age was 50, and I'm like 30, 31. Well, buddy, they found like, I think, 5 or 6 polyps, half of which were precancerous. I would have never made it to age 50. And got them all. And, I mean, it's a lifesaver. I'm glad you brought it up. It's a serious subject. Well,
it's a serious subject, but it's not fun. But if bats can bite people on the butt, I can talk about going to the
There you go.
Yeah, you,
all right.
You get your good
on.
News, and I'll take you to Hooters.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay.
Bye. Jimmy Carter, thank you, Crestview RV, for being the sponsor along. They've just joined here not long ago. Though they've been with us, they weren't sponsored Jimmy Carter. They joined Jim Swertner. He's a good leader to follow. Swertner Farm and Ranch. It's 804 with Eric and Bob.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.